Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship in the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
Indeed. He is to be lifted up. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. So we need to lift him up. Let me say it is indeed a joy for me to be in here one time. It's what, 2 years? 2 years ago I was right here preaching around this pulpit right here. And I deem it as a privilege, and I give God thanks that he has allowed me the privilege to come one more time. Just want to say thanks to Pastor Webb for allowing me to preach, you know, around this pulpit, and also the officers and members of this local church for allowing me to come. Also, thanks to Pastor Williams, Dr. Williams, for making the arrangement to be here. And I just want to say thanks for your continuous support to the work in Jamaica towards Calvary Baptist Church, and also the community in which we are functioning in. We are grateful for what you are doing, for what you have done, and we are also happy that Pastor Webb and his wife will be able to come to Jamaica, you know, this year. We are really, really, oh yeah. Amen. So we are really looking forward. You know, Pastor Webb has been there, spoke at Calvary 2 years ago. But his 2 years, right? Yeah, but his wife will be coming for the very, very first time. And I'm looking forward for that, you know. So God is doing an amazing work. You know, God continues to do his work. God continues to be faithful to us, his servants. And I'm very thankful that this ministry is still functioning and you are a part of what God is doing. There is much to give God thanks for, and there is much to be accomplished. So with no further ado, let me invite everyone to take their Bibles and turn them to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, and I'm going to invite you to stand with me. The book of Matthew, and we'll be reading from verse 13 through to verse 19. So that's Matthew 16, reading from verse 13 through to 19. It reads, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter say, And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ,
the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto you, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Eternal Father, we are grateful that you are still building your church. We are grateful that you are the solid rock. And as we come this morning, O God, I pray that you will encourage our hearts. May we understand that we are a part of your ministry. And may you use your manservant to bring blessing to you and your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. The theme of this message is the solid rock. The solid rock. The church of Almighty God is under serious attack. We listen to the television. We listen to the radio. We read it in the newspaper. There is a serious attack on the church of Almighty God. And because of the attack that the church is experiencing, many of the believers are discouraged. Many of the believers really are in low spirit because the attacks are real. But I want us to bear in mind that in spite of the attacks that the church is experiencing, we know that Jesus Christ is building his church. We know that we have a sure foundation, and that foundation will stand through the test of time. Jesus Christ was becoming famous, going through all the towns and villages, preaching and healing all kinds of diseases, healing all kinds of problems, talking with people, engaging with people. At this point in time, many did not know who he was. So Jesus Christ selected his disciples, and they too were actively serving. They too were involved in the ministry. And the Bible says in verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, whom do men say that the Son of Man am? Now that was a serious question. Because unless we are going to understand what we are about, unless we are going to move forward, we need to understand on what foundation the church is built. We need to understand this man, Christ Jesus. So when this question was asked, Jesus Christ knew, because he's omniscient, he knew what they were saying. But Jesus Christ wanted to hear what they were saying. So when the question was asked, Jesus said to his disciples, who do men say that I am? Many did not know. They assumed that he was Jeremiah. They assumed that he was a prophet. They assumed that he was someone great. But they didn't know that he was the Son of God. He was the Savior. He was the Maker. They knew that he was someone great. But to be specific, they did not know. When it comes on to us today, who is Christ to you? Who is Christ to you? In spite of the attacks on the church, in spite of what people are saying about Jesus Christ, in spite of how they want to belittle him, in spite of how they want to remove him, who is Christ to you? Unless we understand who is Christ to us, we are not going to have that zeal. We are not going to have that passion. We are not going to have that commitment to serve him in spite of. In spite of the challenges, in spite of the rough edges, in spite of all that we have to go through, we have to understand who Christ is for ourselves. So who do men say that the Son of Man am? And all of them, they started to say, some say that you are Elias, other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And Simon, and he said unto them, and he said that though John the Baptist, some Elias, other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? I don't want to hear what they are saying. I want to hear what my people think about me. I want to hear what my people are saying about me, how they view me. Unless we see Christ for who he is, we are not going to be anywhere near serving him. We need to see Christ for who he is. When we talk about Jesus Christ, who are we talking about? Are we talking about just a prophet? Are we talking about just a man? Or we are talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? We are talking about the Savior. When it comes on to Jesus Christ, who is Christ to you? The church must be different from the world. The church must have a different language from what the world has, because the world will say this and the world will say that. But when it comes down to the people of God, we must speak one language and we must understand what Christ is to us. So when that question was posed to Peter, it says, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, hallelujah, the Son of the living God. That was the confession of Simon. We know Simon to be very impulsive. We know Simon was not afraid to get up. He was the same Simon Peter who walked on the water. It was the same Simon who said, hey, I will go with you until death. It was Saint Peter who caught the ears of Malcolm. So here it is that when the question was asked, he was willing to say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. It means something to him. It must mean something to us. When we say that we are of Christ, when we speak about Christ, what are we speaking about? We are speaking about him being the Savior. We are speaking about the one who came to die in your place. We are talking about the one who says, hey, I will come back for you. I will go and prepare a place and I will come back for you. When we speak about Christ, we are speaking about someone who means everything to us. We are not just talking about an ordinary person. We are not just talking about someone who comes and goes out of the picture. We are talking about the King of Kings, the man Christ Jesus. So here it is. Peter made that confession. And Jesus replies. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want to explain something. Many times persons misinterpret when Jesus says, upon this rock I will build my church. When Jesus says, upon this rock I will build my church, he was not talking about Peter. Because Peter in Greek means Petros, which is a small rock. A very, very small rock. So when Jesus said, upon this rock, he was not talking about Peter. Because the church of Almighty God cannot be built upon man. The church of Almighty God cannot be built on something that can fade, something that can disappear. The church must be built upon a solid rock, a solid foundation. So when Jesus Christ says, upon this rock I will build my church, he was talking about the Petra, which is himself. So the church that we are a part of, the church is being built upon Christ himself. And because the church is upon Christ himself, let me tell you something, we are in good business. We are in good business. The confession of Peter is amazing. Because that's how we come to know Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We have to believe that he is, and we accept him as our personal Lord and Savior. So when Jesus says, I will build my church, he's not building his church upon a man. He's building his church upon himself. So it means then that the church of Jesus Christ will stand the test of times. It will stand the test of times. This leaves me to say, as much as we are going through a lot, as much as the devil is attacking the church, as much as we are seeing a great falling away of the church that Jesus Christ is building will stand the test of time. It has to be the solid foundation. Let me invite everyone to take their Bibles. Don't lose that passage and turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2. First Peter 2, verse 4 through to 9. It says, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious, you are also as lively stones, are built upon a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believe on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which he is disobedient, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient. Here also they were appointed. And we have that amazing passage which says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let me say, there are so many people who are rising against the church. There are so many people who are speaking against the church. There are so many people who are fighting against the church. But the church that we are a part of is founded on Jesus Christ, is built upon Jesus Christ. Comes what may, the church of Almighty God will stand. Yes, we might be discouraged at times. Yes, we might be cut down at times. Yes, we might fall at times. But thanks be to God, we are on Christ, who is the solid rock. And when we realize that we are on Him, then we can get up and we can run again and we can stay focused. Why? Because the church will stand the test of times. We'll stand the test of times. This is serious business. That's why over in Ephesians, Paul says we need to put on the entire armor. Because this is spiritual warfare. This is a serious battle. And the serious part about it, we cannot see who we are fighting. We cannot touch them. But we know that we are in a spiritual warfare. That's why sometimes we get up and we don't feel like coming to church. We don't feel like reading the Bible. We don't feel like praying anymore. That's why when we get up, we don't feel like telling someone about Jesus Christ, because we are fighting our own battle. We are going through our own hurricane. We are going through our own storm. We are going through a time where no one really understands. It's a spiritual warfare, but we get our strength and we get our vigor and we get everything that we need, knowing that we are on Jesus Christ, who is the solid rock. I don't want to hear what persons are saying. Yes, it is wrong. Yes, we are going through a serious time. But our focus must be on Christ. I want us to understand the authority that the church has. Say with me, authority. One more time, authority. Now look at it. It says in verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom, hallelujah, of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be where? Loosed in heaven. That's the authority that the church has. The Bible says, I will give unto thee the key. Whatsoever you bind on earth, we are going to support it from heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth, we will support it. Why? Because it is not about you. It has nothing to do about you. What you are doing is busy serving me, who is the church. I want us to understand that as believers, as members of the church, yes, the church might have a pastor, the church might have a leader, but the church is owned by Jesus Christ. We are working for the master. We are working for the creator. We are working for the sustainer. Anytime this church becomes about us, we are going to fail. Do you understand that? Whenever the ministry of God becomes about us, we can just call it a day. But when we understand that the church upon which Jesus Christ is the foundation is being built, then we are going to be on fire for Him. We are going to be on fire for Him. But we are not going to be living in denial. The pressure is on. Hello? The pressure is on. The devil has a plan for each and every one of you. The devil has a plan for the church of Almighty God also. When you look beside you and you think about those that you started out with when you accepted Christ, and those persons were in candidate class and those persons got baptized with you, and you really think about them and where they are right now, it moves something inside of you. Why? Because they have given. Yes, we are wounded, but we are not defeated. We are cast down, but we are not staying down. Let me tell you something. Unless we understand that Christ is the solid foundation on which the church is being built, the church that we are a part of will forever be stagnant. Will forever be stagnant. But here it is. We have the power. We have the authority to tear down and to build up. We have the authority to claim in the name of Jesus Christ. And what the church of Almighty God must be doing is to come together and we pray against principalities and powers. We pray against the attacks of the devil. We pray for family. We pray for young people. We pray for children. And we claim them in the name of Jesus Christ, because we have the authority was given to us by the Maker, Jesus Christ Himself. We have persons in our workplaces who are not saved. We need to claim them. We have the authority to claim them. We have marriages that are under attack. We need to pray for those marriages. Why? Because we have the authority. We have our young men who are on drugs. We have our young ladies who are becoming prostitutes. We need to claim them in the name of Jesus Christ. The church of God must be active. Must be going somewhere. And we must see fruits from what we are doing. Why? Because it is being built upon Christ Himself. So whatever there is, we need to get down on our knees and we need to start functioning within the authority that was given to us. The what? The authority that was given to us. Well, let me say this without offense. Because many of us really don't understand how powerful we are. The authority that was given to us, we allow many things to slip by. We allow many things to fly by without even fighting against it. And then we walk at times as a people seemingly powerless. That's not the people of God. That's not the attitude of the people of God. The attitude of the people of God must be one of authority. Yes, we walk into somewhere. We walk into a setting. We must make a difference. We must make a difference. Why? Because we have the power of Jesus Christ. The authority of Jesus Christ. So whatever it is, we can tear it down. Whatever it is, we can build it. Whatever it is, we can make it work. Why? Because the church of Almighty God is functioning on Christ, who is the solid rock. The solid rock. What are you going to do with the authority? What are you going to do with Christ, who is your Savior? What are you going to do with the responsibility that was given to you? Are you going to give up? Are you going to stay down? Or you are going to fight to the very end, knowing that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it? By closing, let me say, we are on the winning side. We are where? On the winning side. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it, because the church is built upon Christ, who is the solid rock. Let me invite everyone to stand with me.
Hallelujah. With every head bowed, all eyes closed. Is there someone this afternoon you have not yet accepted?